And now we have Georgia Fox Hatfield from the Fox Gallery in Lake Station. She's an artist herself. She does art, poetry, photography, calls her Fox Gallery, an oasis in Northwest Indiana. Welcome to Art in the Air.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's really nice to talk to you, especially with all this coronavirus pandemic going on. It's been definitely a surreal time, I think, for everyone.
How is that impacting what you're doing at the Fox Gallery? I know you have like different evenings where you have open mic and things like that, which obviously you can't have.
Yes, we had art classes, yoga classes, and open mic. And, you know, also folks could come in at off hours and shop or could rent the space out for their own events or meetings or parties or so on. Basically, everything is completely stopped. And Fox Gallery's been in existence for 5 years. And in those 5 years, we've never been closed more than like maybe one or two Fridays in an entire year. So to go from all the time working, always having activities and events happening and community-based activities to a complete standstill is definitely surreal, but it's completely understandable given the nature of what we're all up against and facing right now. What this has done right now, Fox Gallery had two shows that we were curating for the artists within Fox Gallery that were going to be the month of May at the Griffith Library and the month of June at the Hobart Library. I had just come off of a show at the Hammond Library as well, and that occurred, but because it was in January, but this is January into February, but this is now basically kind of shut down all that activity. And at this point, we don't know yet if it's going to be pushed back to later dates or if they're going to be canceled completely, because at this point, most institutions are shut down, so people don't have the ability to see this. So,
are you doing any virtual events?
You know, and I've had some people say, hey, do an open mic virtually, but you know, look, I've done a little bit like with the Zoom meetings and some of the Messenger video chats, and we've had virtual like band practice and things like that. But to do something like that, I don't think that it completely translates if you have several people playing in a band trying to perform a song on a Zoom meeting. I don't know that that would. It's different when you're doing a meeting as opposed to performing live music. Now, could we read poetry and do that? Absolutely. I've done some video chats. I've done things that we're calling signs of hope, where I've made signs that are all within the gallery for supporting first responders, nurses and doctors, essential workers, and just the community in general to be encouraging. We also go out on sunny days and we'll put signs of hope, like loving messages like that, all along the sidewalks in front of the business. We've made one or two signs for other folks as well for them to put in their home, but it's been that's a limited thing that we're doing. I mean, I truly wish that we could do more. I'm not a restaurant, so I don't have the ability to like make food and bring it to first responders and so on. And then also being put in a position where all my income came from everything that I was doing to now I'm an incredibly limited resource, it makes it difficult. So I'm trying to find creative alternatives. We're doing what we can at this point, but, you know, I don't want public safety to be impacted. So, you know, we can't work and function as we had. So I've gone on my social media pages and I do like weekly funnies, if you will. Anything that we can. Earlier in the pandemic, we posted a lot of helpful information that the public can use to like boost immune system and, you know, what foods are healthy and what foods would boost like your respiratory system and your immune system. We've done that, but it still feels like it's not enough. And it's kind of a bummer for me personally, because I would definitely like to be a lot more hands-on. I'm at a loss. I don't know by myself what to do in the face of all of it. So
I think you've done a lot there, it sounds like. And we're going to wrap that up here, Georgia. That's Georgia Fox Hatfield from Fox Gallery. That's at 2901 DeKalb Street in Lake Station, Indiana. And they're also, you can find her on Facebook. Thank you for being on Art on the Air, Georgia.
And thank you so much for everything that you're doing. It's a blessing to the community. We appreciate it so much.